This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. A day of tension and confrontation in Beijing as the huge demonstrations for democratic reform continue and the government takes steps to try to break it up. At this hour, as troops draw closer to Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government has pulled the plug on the U.S. network's satellite transmissions from the capital. But so far, the telephone lines are still up, and a few minutes ago, we spoke to Rick Fredrickson.
I could not give you an accurate assessment of the situation. I don't think anybody really knows what's going on right now. What I can tell you for certain is the crowds are once again building at Tiananmen Square, and at least five helicopters have been making passes over the square. This all happening within about the last 30 minutes. We don't know if these are reconnaissance patrols by the military to find out where open avenues are to clear out the students, or even whether they may be friendly choppers who are going to join the movement against the government. It's a very fast-changing situation here right now. And not only that, but it appears as though the government is going to begin interrupting international coverage of this turmoil here in Beijing. Some television networks are getting word that perhaps their satellite plugs will be pulled.
Rick Fredrickson with late word from Beijing. A more detailed report on how this day developed in Beijing when The World Tonight returns.
Now's the time to get out and go. Hit the great American road. Get up, get over, get smart.
It's the taste of the sun, the sweetness of summer, the flavor of tradition. Strawberries still warm from the sun. Strawberries good enough for Smucker's low-sugar spreads. With all the fruit, all the flavor, half the sugar of regular jams and jellies. Only 8 calories per teaspoon. With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
It's still morning in Beijing, but the tensions built steadily overnight. Once again, Rick Fredrickson anchors with this report from the Chinese capital.
Day 6 of the hunger strike began with a major government gesture. Communist Party leader Zhao Ziyang and Premier Li Peng went to see the fasting students at Tiananmen Square. Students said Zhao had tears in his eyes. He said, "We have come too late." As the day wore on, it was clear the attempt to defuse the crisis had failed. Ambulances continued to rush ailing hunger strikers to the hospital, and another huge rally was developing. Then a disturbing rumor that Zhao had stepped down. Was the wrong man leaving the government? The protesters had been demanding the hardliners quit. Chinese top leader Deng Xiaoping and Premier Li, not their only ally, Zhao, who had been most sympathetic to the students. The hardliners were taking control. A government order was issued banning the demonstrations. The students agreed to end their hunger strike, although the protest would go on. At midnight, Li and Chinese President Yang announced what amounted to martial law. Dan Rather was in Tiananmen Square, where the mood had turned ugly.
It's just past midnight Beijing time now. Under a full moon, government trucks move in and begin broadcasting the radio address of Li Peng. Peng says, "This is a disorder area. The hunger strikers back there have made their decision. We'll go if we must, they say. We will go non-violently, but they'll have to take us."
Troops were mobilized, but were unable to get through. Barry Peterson was on the road leading into Tiananmen Square.
It was an incredible scene. Several miles west of the square, a military convoy, 20 trucks and a jeep, stopped dead in its tracks. Several thousand people from around the neighborhood and the square surrounding it, and for the first time, real anger. The people shouting and screaming at the soldiers, angry that they had tried to come in and meddle with the students.
At one point, it's reported the army asked to use the subway to shuttle troops to Tiananmen Square, but the transportation authority refused. The Chinese people respect their military, and the military is trained to serve the people. Throughout the protest, both sides have made it clear they don't want violence. And so far, there has been none, although the tense standoff continues. Rick Fredrickson for CBS News, Beijing.
Late today, the U.S. State Department issued a statement of support for the Chinese demonstrators. Quote, the United States supports freedom of speech, association, and peaceful assembly. We regret that military action has been ordered with the aim of restricting those freedoms. The World Tonight.